going to continue with today's MAC Football Coaches Media Conference call, and we're pleased to be welcoming Central Michigan head coach Jim McElwain. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. You doing all right?
Thank you for your time, and obviously last week, a bye week for your Chippewas. If you want to just kind of open and talk about what you were able to accomplish last week during the bye week.
Sure. We actually ended up with some really good weather, so we were able to do some things that we needed to do, and more than anything, just you know, went back and were able to kind of use a couple of the practices as kind of spring ball type practices, heavy work on fundamentals and making sure we're staying in shape and you know, doing some things competitively against each other that hopefully will help us come Friday.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach McElwain and all our coaches throughout today's conference call. Looking ahead, obviously, Friday's contest, the home game with Toledo. When you look at film of the Rockets, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, I think, first of all, you know, a program that obviously, you know, everybody in this league kind of chases. They've done an unbelievable job there. I think I know he's an excellent coach, has a great program, does an outstanding job recruiting, you know, to his system, and really, really like the players on their football team. They do a really good job offensively, staying balanced. The quarterback makes great decisions. The runners are, well, they speak for themselves. They're really good runners, but that tells me up front. They do a great job together. And on defense, you know, they come after you from different ways. And this will be a huge challenge for our team, a team that you know, our program hasn't beaten, I believe it's like for 10 straight years. So, obviously, we got a lot to try to overcome.
In the big picture, a lot's going to happen before your game on Friday with the determination of the direction of a West Division champion, and with Tuesday night's game involving two other teams. How do you handle it as a coach with your team with regards to a game that evening? Are you encouraging your players to watch that game? How do you handle that when you've got a game on a Tuesday that's going to ultimately decide your fate, potentially of a possible division championship?
Well, I mean, this team knows that we've got such a long ways to go as a program and organization, and you know, we can only control the things that we can personally control, and that's how we get ready to go play Toledo. And you know, I these midweek games, I mean, even as a coaching staff, you don't get a chance to watch them because you're working, and you know, you usually end up getting the film at some point, so. I'm sure we'll find out about the score, but you know, we have so many things to play for moving forward, you know, and it doesn't matter the outcome of that ball game.
From an offensive side of things, looking forward to obviously the Toledo contest, and for you and quarterback Quentin Dormady, what are you looking from Quentin in this contest as far as leading your offense?
Well, we've got to take care of the ball, and you know, we obviously threw an ill-advised interception in our last ball game that, you know, kind of started a downhill slide for us from the standpoint of, you know, three straight turnovers on possessions. And, you know, for us to be successful, and it doesn't matter any team to be successful, we got to learn the value of that football, and we need to make sure that we, you know, get better and continue to grow at trying to take what the defense gives you. And you know, I know this will be his last game as a senior here with us. So even though he's been here a year, he's really become a really good leader. And I'm excited for him to be able to go out and play.
Certainly Friday afternoon is a special one for every program with its senior day. Just talk about, as a coach, the special day that this day is, even though you've only been with these young men for 1 year, but just that overall aspect of what this day means for football.
Well, this group of seniors that you know, chose to stay with us and more importantly than anything, invest in themselves to try to help become part of turning this around. You know, they're a great group of young men who are going to be successful as they move on from here. You know, I told our team in our meeting yesterday that, you know, this will be the last opportunity for that team in that room to play together as Chippewas, and you know, that makes it a special moment.
For your Chippewas to have success on Friday afternoon, what do you need to accomplish against Toledo?
Well, we need to hold on to the football, number one, and number two, we've got to do a great job of they do an excellent job of finding out what you're in defensively and calling the right play. And, you know, for us, being able to get in and out of looks, trying to confuse the quarterback a little bit, and hopefully stay away from the explosive plays.
Well, Jim, we'll let you get back to preparation for Toledo. Again, I want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Friday afternoon, and certainly just appreciate your time throughout the entire year with our calls, and I want to wish you and your family a great Thanksgiving on Thursday, okay?
Thank you very much, and the best to all you guys. Thanks.
Thank you so much. For Jim McElwain and his Central Michigan Chippewas, again, coming off a bye week last week, they will be hosting Toledo this coming Friday, November 29th. That game at noon Eastern on ESPNU.